I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Next week is National Fishing Week around the country and here in West Virginia. Talk a little more about that very special week dedicated to wetting a line right after this.
I've been a member of the Federation for 18 years. Federation stands for good stewardship of the resources and preserving our hunting heritage. Through those efforts, I want my kids to be able to enjoy the same privilege that I have. My father joined the Federation for me, and I've done the same for my children. Jakes, women in the outdoors, and wheeling sportsmen, they want to be the best conservation organization in the world.
For several decades now, fishing has been recognized as a tremendous pastime, marked with a single week of the year set aside to celebrate that activity. Next week is that week, and this weekend will kick off National Fishing Week. The DNR's Warm Water Fisheries Chief, Brett Preston, tells us it means a lot.
National Fishing and Boating Week is a tradition that's been going on now for probably more than 20 years, and it's a very successful partnership between private industry, the boating and marine manufacturers, and tackle, fishing tackle manufacturers, and state and local and federal governments to celebrate just what you said, recreational fishing in this country.
And let's face it, a lot of folks love to fish, although not everybody gets a chance to do it as much as they'd like. That's why next weekend, June 13th and 14th, will be the free fishing days in the Mountain States.
There's a legacy, there's a long history of family fishing traditions in this country, and certainly in West Virginia. And free fishing weekend that celebrates National Fishing Week is an opportunity for folks to invite family and friends back to the state. So non-residents can come back on June 13th and 14th and fish for free without a license, get reacquainted with fishing. Also, folks living here who haven't been fishing for a while, who haven't purchased a license, they may find it a great opportunity to spend time with family and friends.
It's a great opportunity as well to introduce a kid to something that literally could be an enjoyable pastime for the rest of their life.
You're right. It is a lifelong recreational activity. You know, whether you're 9 or 90, that opportunity may be there for you to fish.
And Brett says teaching a youngster to fish does not take a lot of time, effort, or money.
It doesn't take much. You can purchase a relatively inexpensive spin cast reel, sized rod and reel, sized appropriately for the age of the child, and that's all you need. Some live bait, some night crawlers dug from the backyard, a few hooks, and a bobber, and you're all set.
So no more excuses. Carve out some time next week and celebrate your passion for fishing. Don't forget, anybody can fish in West Virginia waters without a license on the free fishing weekend, June 13th and 14th. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.